MLM Nation, episode 197.
Just always push yourself and know that if you did everything that you could do and you meet your goal, or even if you miss it, but you know you did everything that you could do, then you've won, no matter what the outcome is.
If you want to be successful, you just have to copy what MLM leaders do. Welcome to MLM Nation, presented by your host, Simon Chaz. Where you'll learn strategies, secrets, and inspiring stories from today's top MLM income earners.
Do you want to sign up more prospects? Attend my free sponsoring workshop and get the exact words I used to sponsor sign up one of my million-dollar members. It's called the Six-Figure Close. This webinar is totally free, and I offer a few times a day, so no matter what time zone you're in, you can attend. Go to www.sponsoringworkshop.com. That's www.sponsoringworkshop.com. Hey, MLM Nation, this is Simon Chan, and before we start, this is really cool I wanted to share. Thanks to Keith Herbst for sending this in. You know, the reason I created MLM Nation was to have a positive impact on as many lives as possible. I know this show has helped out a lot of people. Keith just sent this in, and this made my day. So I just want to share this with you. Here it is.
Hey, Simon, Keith Herbst. Just wanted to reach out to you and say great job on MLM Nation. Phenomenal content. I've plugged my team into it, and I would say because of MLM Nation, it helped my team downline recruit up to just about 90 associates in 3 months by listening and studying and taking notes on, you know, everybody's success stories and their favorite books and their quotes. You put that all together and boom, you have success. So appreciate what you do. Keep it up. Great job. I'll always continue to plug into the best. Thanks.
So thanks again, Steve, for sharing this in. And ML Nation, if this show has helped you out in any way, please subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes and let us know, because they make my day and motivates us, motivates the team to hear this. We're out there providing this great content, great training to help your business. So let us know how we're doing. Thanks. Well, thank you again. Thanks, Steve, and keep rocking. Now let's get to today's show and our special guest, Susan Manuello. ML Nation, this is Simon Chan, and I am fired up today because one of the cool things about network marketing is I've met leaders from all walks of life that can be successful. It doesn't matter what background you come from. And today, we have a beauty queen. We have Susan Manuello. Wait till I share with you her background. It's really, really cool. I'm super excited to talk to her. So anyway, Susan, are you ready to make it happen?
Yes, Simon, I am.
Susan Manuello never had any network marketing experience, but today she's a six-figure income earner in her company. Even though this is her first time in MLM, Susan has won 4 straight incentive trips and is rising fast. Before network marketing, Susan Manuello was a former Miss Colorado USA, a former NFL cheerleader for the Denver Broncos, a former international Formula One spokeswoman for the USA with the F1 Red Bull team. Susan eventually transitioned into a successful corporate career that was paying her 6 figures before she got into MLM. So anyway, Susan, I've given MLM Nation a brief intro, but please share more about your background and how you came across network marketing.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, Simon, it's a pleasure to be on MLM Nation, and I'm super looking forward to today. So I would love to expand and just kind of get to know everybody. You know, you gave me it's always a humbling experience to hear some of those titles, and they are just titles, but they offered a huge amount of experience, and it made me who I am today for sure. You know, I had the pleasure of doing the things that you obviously mentioned, and having some of the competition under my belt, and really getting out there and kind of getting a new outlook on life. I came from a really small town. I was, you know, homegrown farm daughter and grew up on a farm, but just, you know, wanted so badly to get out there and experience the world. I remember very early on, my mom used to tease me that I sort of came out of the womb with stilettos and my sights on the city. And so as a child, I really looked for opportunities. I went to college in a bigger city, and that's eventually how I came across the opportunities of Miss Colorado and NFL cheerleader and the Red Bull opportunity. But with that being said, you know, I always knew that there was a way to to use that network and have success in it. I just was always looking for the right opportunity. And I was absolutely so super excited when I saw network marketing for the first time. So after accomplishing some of those things, it was right out of college, I got into corporate America. And, you know, that was something that I never really was a striving for, but I fell into, you know, some different opportunities in the mortgage industry, eventually the office supply industry. But along the way, I was introduced to network marketing back in 2007. And I was like, why isn't everyone doing this? It just made so much sense to me. I attribute that a little bit to coming from a small town, coming from, you know, a business mind where my family was small business owners, you know, my dad being a farmer, my mom had her own, you know, shop here in our small town. And I really loved the idea of cutting out the middleman and buying direct and going through small business owners and supporting the American dream. So it really caught my attention, but I realized very quickly that I had a lot to learn in it. It was so different from the education that I had received, you know, all the way from grade school, you know, middle school, high school, college, and then in the workforce. So I tell you that because it took me a little time to learn some of the basics and kind of fall forward a few times before actually having success in my current, you know, company that I'm in right now.
So what were you doing with the office supply business or that industry? What were you doing there?
Yeah, I was a national account manager in that industry. I was managing a, you know, $40 million portfolio of business in the Fortune 500 arena and working with top CEOs and top, you know, CFOs and really looking at their procurement departments and the spend that they, you know, it's kind of shocking how much companies spend in the office supply industry, actually. So that's what I did. I worked with companies to save them money, you know, recreate programs, get their companies in compliance. And at the end of the day, I have to tell you, Simon, it was a great, rewarding career. I learned so many lifelong skills. However, it just didn't get me up in the day. You know, I wake up in the morning and I'd be like, oh, there wasn't a passion for it. And that's what really motivated me to look into something else.
So you were doing, being a cheerleader for the Broncos. And for those international listeners, the Broncos, they are the current Super Bowl champions and
yes.
NFL. So this is the top of the top of the top, right? So were you doing that part-time while you were doing the office job?
Actually, that was when I was in the mortgage business. So that was a few years before. And I'm glad that you mentioned that because, you know, I did learn what it meant to work for a champion, you know, organization when I was with the Denver Broncos. Because when I actually was part of that team, we were coming off of two back-to-back NFL, you know, championships. So it was the mindset from the top to the bottom. You know, I love how Pat Bowlen, who's the owner of the Denver Broncos, he really just ingrained that into anybody who was answering the phones to, you know, cleaning the facilities, to the players, the coaches, and our team as well, representing that brand.
So when you were there, they won back-to-back championships?
Yes.
Wow. If you don't mind, what years were this?
Well, I auditioned the year that they came off of it. So it was 99 through 2002 was when I was on the team.
Wow. So it's like a really good early exposure to show you what it takes to be a championship, to be a champion.
Absolutely. It really was. And, you know, I was coming right out of college, right off of my reign as being Miss Colorado USA and kind of went right into that. It was a part-time thing for me. I was starting to get myself into my corporate career. I realized very early I had to start making some real grown-up money, if you will, and got introduced to the mortgage business. So I was doing that alongside of representing the Broncos. And really, my passion was always dance when I was younger and cheerleading. I loved the, you know, empowerment and the spirit of that competition. So it really was something that I'll never forget and I've taken with me.
Yeah, you're really doing it for fun because you love the passion. Because what's the average salary? How much do you – there's really no money. I mean, for a lot of people who don't know this, they think, oh, you make it to the top, you're making a lot of money. But cheerleaders, what is it, like a couple hundred dollars a game or something?
Yeah, absolutely. The Denver Broncos and the Dallas Cowboys are some of the top earners as far as the pay scale. But that being said, it definitely doesn't support, you know, any of the young ladies that are doing it. You have to have – you know, either you're going to school or you have to have another career. So it is about a couple hundred dollars a game, but there's a lot of promotional work too that you do, makes a good amount of money. But I would say, you know, I was probably around $15,000 a year just on that.
Yeah, and that doesn't even, you know, if you think that's a lot of money, ML Nation, that doesn't include practice time and all that stuff. So it's really, really, you're not doing it for the money.
You are not.
Yeah, so let's jump ahead. So you're in the office supply industry, and who introduced you to network marketing? So tell me about, how did a friend approach you? Did you go to a home meeting? Did you watch a video? What happened?
Yeah, I love this question because I think so many times when we're out there building our businesses, you know, we wonder, gosh, you know, is this the right way to expose or is that the right? And I don't think it matters. I think it's just getting it out there. I was introduced by a friend at the time. You know, my situation, and I think this is a lot of people. I mean, I felt like I did all the right things. You know, I went to school, I got my college degree, I got into, you know, a company and I got laid off. You know, that was a horrible experience. And it happened to me twice, once in the mortgage industry, once in the office supply industry. And so at that point is when I got introduced by a friend to network marketing. I was, you know, really kind of down and out on my luck a little bit. I was saving money right and left. I was picking up sort of some end jobs here and there before I found my next company. But I really just, you know, she handed me her business card. She said that her and her husband had started their own business. He was in the mortgage industry. That's kind of how I knew them. And I said, well, gosh, is he still doing that? She said, yes, we're just doing this alongside. And that caught my attention because I thought, oh, wow, maybe I could do this alongside what I was doing.
So take us back to the first couple of weeks in the business. Did you have success right away or you had some challenges?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely challenges. I mean, I think the first step, the first challenge that I had was believing if I could do it. You know, I had seen other companies, you know, there was other friends that I had had that had tried different things. And so when this one came across my desk, I really was like, okay, can I do this? Like, is this something that is for me? And so that was the first challenge. But, you know, as my education grew in network marketing, and especially, you know, when my girlfriend introduced me to my company that I'm in, I literally, you know, my major thing that I had to overcome was time. You know, at that point, you know, fast forward a few years, I had found my next company and was very successful in that office supply job that I had, as I just mentioned. And so when this opportunity presented itself, I was not sure I had the time for it. Flying a ton, you know, being a national account manager, I was overseeing accounts in many different states and even up into Canada. But I wasn't sure if I had time. So that was a huge thing. I had to overcome that belief and really see that there's a system in place for this type of industry that you can really fit this in.
So you brought up two really good things. Let's talk about the mindset. I think a lot of distributors who are listening to this, they've been through the trainings. They go to the company trainings, conventions. They go to generic trainings. But they never really overcome that belief, the lack of belief that they can do it. And that holds them back. Because then when they prospect, they're not prospecting with confidence. They have low self-esteem. So what did you do to overcome that lack of belief?
Yeah, great question. I think, you know, I had a lot of things that had trained me to you know, win as a champion, as we just talked about, and I had achieved things. But I think that was my biggest obstacle because I had this network of people. Were they going to trust me on this new product and service that I was offering? Or are they going to trust me on this new business venture that I really knew nothing about? How is that going to work? And the biggest thing that I did to overcome that was utilizing third party. I got out there, I shared with my network, but I made it about my friend that introduced it. I made it about the product and the company. I took myself out of the situation so that I didn't have to, you know, I kind of baby stepped into owning that I was doing this. And that really helped me in my first couple of months overcome that fear. And of course, with that, it's action, right? I had to conquer it by just simply sharing this, just simply talking to my friends, you know, as a conversation, not putting so much pressure on it, but just having fun sharing what I was doing.
That's really good advice. So you're basically leveraging off someone else's belief and, I guess, experience. And then you brought up another point, like massive action creates confidence, right? Self-belief. At what point of the game did you really feel like, hey, I can do this now?
About 2 months in, I think, you know, I had to get over that that initial hump of, oh my gosh, I have all this extra stuff on my plate. You know, I actually signed up, went on a trip, which is kind of a funny story, because of course I gave my sponsor all the reasons why I shouldn't sign up right then. I'm sure we've all had that happen to us. But I told her, no, I'm leaving on this trip. I, you know, think it's best when I get back. And, you know, she saw right through that. She saw that I was giving her, all these, you know, obstacles, and she overcame them and said, no, let's start now. Let's, you know, get some information into people's hands before you leave and let it work for you. And that was the best advice she gave me. She did not take no for an answer. So I did what she said. I think that's another key advice. I think a lot of times people come into this thinking they've had success with other things, maybe in business or life or other MLMs, and they don't, you know, sort of humble themselves or submit themselves to the system that's in front of them. And I really did that only because I really trusted my sponsor. And I also just knew that from previous experience that you have to follow the leader. So I listened to her. I got my information out. I went on my trip. I came back and had some success because, you know, of course, I was following the system. That's the recipe that's out there. And was really excited, but was also overwhelmed. And I hate that word. I'll only use it once. But in the very beginning, I didn't know better. And I just thought, oh my gosh, what did I do? You know, I came back to all this extra work that I had on my plate and this new business. So I think, you know, back to your question, it really took about 60, almost 90 days for me to really catch the rhythm, for me to really understand that I could do this, a lot, like I said, alongside my busy schedule. You know, I think people are too quick to take themselves out of the game. Like, ah, I can't do this. It's too much. You know, I've got the kids and the activities and the responsibilities and the work and all these life things that all of us have. But at that point when I kind of threw up my hands, it really was about 2 months in. I'll never forget the day my sponsor had called me, you know, and I was running off I had several life things going on too. And I won't go into all of those things, but I was looking for a new place to live and having to move and had a lot, right? Life showed up big time. And she called me and I remember seeing her name on my phone and sort of getting, you know, like, I don't have time for this. But of course I answered because I love her. And she said, she was like, oh my gosh, we need to get working on your business. And it was just like the last thing I needed to hear that day. And so I definitely expressed my you know, situation with her and what I was going through. And she said something very important to me that I'm so, again, thankful I've carried on into my coaching. And hopefully it helps somebody on this line today. But she said to me, Susan, life is always going to show up. But we started this so that your life could be different a year from now. We have to go through this frustrating time. We have to go through this point of when you feel like it's all coming down on you, we have to keep going forward. And that's how we're going to make a change. That's how we're going to make it different a year from now. And I couldn't argue with that. You know, she sort of took the excuses away from me and gave me something that I could really hold on to because I knew she was right. So that's really when it changed for me. And I literally just put one foot in front of the other at that point. I carved out that little bit of time that I knew would make an impact a year from now, 6 months from now, 2 years from now, and so on and so forth.
That is really good advice about life because there's never a good time, if you think about it, right? Life always happens. If it's not one thing, you wait a little bit. Next week, something else is going to come up. So you might as well just take action and do it.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And I just add on that, just piggyback. I think the thing too is there's never, you know, we don't have a crystal ball. And so I think sometimes people, you know, they hold themselves back from this because things might be even good for them right now. But what about down the road? You know, setting that long-term vision is so important when you're working on a business of any kind. And I think that you never know what's around the corner, good or bad. And that's why it's so important what we do today.
Yeah. Getting back to your time thing, you say you believe you didn't have time, you're overwhelmed. How did you eventually overcome that?
Reading, seeing that other people have done this, you know, filling my bucket. educating myself on this industry and the success, you know, that other people have had, like I said, and just all the mentors that are out there, like, you know, Jack Canfield and Darren Hardy and you know, gosh, countless names. But it really was something that I had to educate myself on and build that belief. And I kind of do talk about it as a tank. You know, I think sometimes we're all out there running from thing to thing and we kind of get empty. Our tank is on empty. And if you're not filling up that tank and feeding your brain with that positive information, then you don't have fuel to move you forward in your business.
Any time management tips for ML Nation?
Oh, yes. Routine. You know, I think whenever I get away from a routine, I can definitely feel it. And so I absolutely stick to, you know, some type of personal management system, whichever. There's several out there, and I think you got to pick the one that works for you best. But some kind of system and routine is a huge tip that you absolutely have to have.
Yeah, what is your routine, a routine that you have?
Well, I mean, I definitely, you know, it's sometimes day to day, but I think the biggest, I always have a few things that I make sure that I do. A gratitude journal is probably my biggest thing that I love doing. I do it at night. I plan my day before the day begins and I write it in my gratitude journal. So those are a couple of things that I make sure that are in my routine every day. And it just gives you clarity for, you know, day to day, for making sure that you're staying in a good state of mind, because there's a lot of negativity out there. I know we all go through it in this industry. It's people all the time are placing seeds of doubt. So when you have a clear vision for your day and you start it out with gratitude, it really can make a huge impact.
Mm. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. I started doing that a couple of years ago. It makes a huge difference. Doing
Absolutely.
Gratitude in the first thing in the morning and also the last thing before you go to bed.
Absolutely.
And then planning everything out. And like you said, it was really good what you said, is protecting your state of mind. And I think most people don't realize that. They're not even aware of that. They just let things affect them while you are proactively protecting that. Because, mm-hmm. you know, anything can hit you and all of a sudden you're in a negative state and then you become unproductive.
Absolutely. It's very true. And I think that, you know, the other thing, we talk a lot about setting vision and you know, journaling and things like that. But the other thing that I learned from, you know, being Miss Colorado USA and doing some of the things that I've done before is how important visualizing yourself in the moment of what you have planned to achieve. It is vital. I remember from early days of coaching, you know, I had a coach. I think that's also a lesson, right? It's like, no matter what you're doing, there's always somebody out there that can help and teach you. And that was what I had when I was in my early 20s doing Miss Colorado. I had a coach and she would tell me at night, visualize yourself, you know, winning, visualize yourself achieving, visualize yourself answering those questions. And I think that that is something that, you know, sometimes people don't even think about, but it's so important to do, even in this type of business, is visualize yourself, you know, crossing the stage, right? If that's your goal, being a top income earner in your company and getting that recognition, then visualize yourself doing that. Or if it's just something a little more under the radar, but barely meaningful for you, like writing a check to a nonprofit, visualize yourself in that moment of making that happen and the people that will be there and spend time with that, because it's very powerful.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. I believe like 99%, I would even say as 99% of success is the visualization, like seeing yourself becoming successful. And you talk
yes.
about like winning Miss Colorado, Miss Colorado, like visualizing yourself on stage, right? Visualizing yourself being on stage, you know, winning your company awards and winning your incentive trips. And I think ML Nation, most of you, like you're visualizing anyway. Except for Susan visualizing her having the success. Most of you, you're struggling. You're visualizing yourself not being successful or visualizing having the doubt of being on stage. So regardless of what happened, like Susan, I don't know if you agree, we're visualizing either or success. And most people, unless you proactively, like what you did, your coach told you, creating a vision of success, we naturally create the vision of lack of success.
Oh my gosh, absolutely, right? There's always a positive or a negative. So why not be on the positive side?
Yeah, what is your worst moment in network marketing, Susan? Your worst moment where you really had to like dig deep back into your visualization to get yourself out of that rut?
Oh, we have to talk about it. yes, it was like yesterday, and I think I had it happen this way so that I would always remember. I will share with you, it was about 6 months into my journey, and I think from the outside, people would have thought, what in the world? Because I was having success. You know, I wasn't the quickest in our company. I wasn't the slowest. I feel like I achieved success, especially alongside a very busy corporate career and demanding job. I feel like I succeeded at a great pace. However, I just, like most people, comparison is the thief of joy. I started comparing myself. I was getting antsy. I felt like I wasn't going fast enough or achieving enough. And it was about 6 to 7 months in. And New Year's Eve a few years ago, end of the month, some goals that I had set, I had not quite hit them. And I got a call from my sponsor, and there was something going on in our organization, and it hit me. And I literally felt like a complete failure. I felt like, you know what, maybe this isn't for me. I'm not living up to my expectation or what I thought other people were expecting out of me. And I kind of threw up my hands and I said, I'm done. I think that this isn't for me. You know, I've tried this. I'm getting some success, but it's not what I thought it was going to be. And, maybe I just was in this to introduce the people that I've introduced. And I remember very, very vividly just being kind of just done. And I cried. I screamed. I did all the emotions. I think I got it all out for sure. But what was interesting about that and why I share it is because it was a very heightened emotional state for me. But it's because I will never have to go there again. It's like I had to do it once, but I've never had to revisit it again, because I'll share with you that in that moment, I had all the people flash before me. I'm not even kidding you. It was like they were just one by one coming to my mind of people that I had, you know, introduced to this, that said yes, that were on my team, that I had worked with, that had dreams, that shared their why with me. And it literally struck me. And I said, oh my gosh, this is not about you. This is about other people. This is about this network that you're building. And it was a huge turning point for me, Simon. I absolutely got the whole vision of what this industry and this amazing network can do. And I picked myself up off the floor and I just said, you know what, I'm not giving up. And I, you know, long story short, the end of the month day, I had a goal that I was trying to hit. And I mean, by the grace of God, I hit it. And it got me, you know, definitely into a different mindset. And have I had frustrating times since then? Of course. But I have never revisited that moment again. I absolutely just knew in that night or in that day that this was meant for me.
That is really good. Because I think when you put your why, your reasons outside of you, make it other people, it's hard to quit, right? Like you said, all the people that you had touched that on your team flashed before your mind. How could you leave them like that? And
yep.
That's awesome advice. That's a million-dollar tip, MLM Nation listeners out there. It's not about you. It's about the impact that you can have on others, the impact that you've had already, how people look up to you. And there's really good stuff. And I think another thing, Susan, I think one of the things my mentor taught me is you never quit on a bad day.
Yeah, that's good.
Right?
That's
if you
good.
Want to quit, quit on a good day.
Quit
when things
day.
Are awesome for you. Because normally when it's a bad day, we let emotions get in the way. That has no logic. And like Susan was very emotional about it. Once she started thinking with a clear mind, all the people that she had impacted on her team, how she's going to let them down, then the decision was easy. She had to keep on going.
That's right. That's exactly right. And you know, and whenever you're in that emotional state, I think that is absolutely the worst time to make those decisions. And it's all about getting in a proactive state of mind. And, you know, there's different exercises out there for that. Obviously, that story I shared with you, it was more just kind of, you know, literally having that vision. But, you know, even just writing down, you know, things that you can do to get yourself out of that bad day, or you know, something that you can do to proactively move you to a different state of mind is very helpful.
I really like talking to you here. You keep talking about the mindset, the state of mind. Like I said, I believe it's like 99% of success, right? So what do you do to put yourself in a positive state of mind when things are crappy? And you know, life happens, right? Whether it's life happening, bad things happening, I shouldn't even say bad, when you know, adventurous things happen in your life, or things you didn't expect, or business you know, things happen. What do you do? Because you've had, you know, you've been exposed to champions like the Broncos and all this top high quality in the Miss Colorado. What do you do to put yourself in a positive state?
Well, I think, you know, posture physically is so huge. So, I mean, you know, I've noticed sometimes when I'm having that bad day or I'm, you know, feeling down, and I'll kind of stop for a second and look at what's going on with me, even just physically. You know, am I sitting? Am I slouching? You know, have I been active that day? And sometimes we just need to take a break. Go do something active, physical. Get yourself, you know, your shoulders back and your head up. It can be that simple. But I think, you know, the other thing is we live in this day and age right now of social media and all these different outlets, like, you know, this awesome outlet of MLM Nation and the podcast. And there's so many things that you have at your fingertips that people, you know, 30 years ago couldn't even imagine having. And that's the power of association. So I think that, you know, sometimes we're working on our own, we're by ourselves. You got to get out there. You know, if it's getting out there and meeting up with some people that are a higher level than you, or calling up people that are in your upline or, you know, your support team, you got to reach out. Getting on a podcast or downloading a motivational video from YouTube. But those things are very powerful to getting you out of your state of mind that you're currently in and raising you to that higher level. Because it is all about the power of association. And I think that that's, again, going back to your point, like being around championship teams, being around, you know, really champions in life, in many different aspects, that's what they have in common, is they always are rising themselves to the next level by power of association, learning, and getting out there and creating that success.
Now let's share another story. Take us to the time that you consider your proudest moment in network marketing.
Well, that's pretty easy to remember as well. It was that defining moment of reaching the title in our company and you know, that six-figure slot that's, you know, kind of that first line of recognition. That is when, you know, you do cross stage in our company. And I had been running for that, and it was 13 months into, you know, my journey with my company. And I had been actually traveling that month and was not even home when it happened. And I was actually in Chicago. So I remember it very distinctively. Had been on the phone, you know, very much engaged in the process, but was not sure. You know, I just remember putting it out there like that this is the month it's going to happen. I'm going to do everything I can. I'm going to do that last phone call. I'm going to make that, you know, one more contact until the very last minute. And had been doing that for, you know, a week into the last month of when that happened. And I'll just tell you that that was the one thing I remember from training in different things. It's like, you know, don't ever look back and feel like you should have done one more sit-up. Don't ever look back and think you could have done, you know, eaten one more chicken breast or one more squat, right? When you're getting ready for other things that I've done in my life. Like, don't ever regret those things. Just always push yourself and know that if you did everything that you could do and you meet your goal, or even if you miss it, but you know you did everything that you could do, then you've won no matter what the outcome is. And so I had that mindset of just, you know, I'm going to do everything I can. And if I hit it, I hit it. If I don't, then the timeline changes, but the goal stays the same. And so I you know, every last call, every last conversation, and it happened in the afternoon, you know, not even the last hour of the day, which was really rewarding. But I'll never forget. I got a call from, of course, my sponsor. She was with me, you know, every step of the way. And there were tears, there was laughter, there was excitement. And then from there, it just, my phone was blowing up with other leaders, you know, in our industry. And I love that about the culture of this industry, is that, you know, everybody is winning together and we're all achievers, you know, from the small things to the big things. And so it really made it a special moment for me.
Very, very cool. MLM Nation, do you need help with your business? Go to MLMNationInsider.com for a $1 trial of MLM Nation Insider. You get to ask me questions, attend a live interactive weekly training, have access to over 15 of my courses for free, and be part of a community that won't let you quit. Go to MLMNationInsider.com for your $1 trial. It's MLMNationInsider.com. Now, as we go to the end of the show, some really quick questions to pick your brain. And one of them is, what is one of your favorite success quotes that motivates you?
Yeah, I will share with you a quote that I've learned from a mentor of mine, and David Bird, he does consulting, and it's a great quote. It's, multiply what works, abandon what doesn't, and always know the difference.
That's a good one.
Yes, it is.
What is one habit that's helped you become successful?
Consistency.
Do you have any specific routines that allow you to become, could you talk about routines before that allows you to be consistent?
So, yeah, I mean, it's planning the day before the day begins, but I think it's also time blocking. I think us as entrepreneurs, you know, we have other things in our lives, of course, but, you know, you really do have to plan the time for your business, and you have to create that routine, whatever it is for you, within your busy life. So if you've got family and different activities, or, you know, you have other, you know, things that you have going on with your business, you have to time block that out. And I think planning it the day before really helps, again, set that vision before you go to bed. You know, as soon as your alarm goes off or your feet hit the ground, exactly what you're going to do.
Really good stuff. We have a lot in common. That's exactly what I do. I think a lot of people who are not successful, they don't time block. They just say, oh, I'm going to go build my business, but let all these things distract them. You really have to, like, ML Nation, listening to this, do what Susan does. Say no. Block, whether it could be 15 minutes during, like, a coffee break, during your work, to make a couple calls, or an hour or 2 hours, you really have to block off that time. Otherwise, you know, we are in the distraction economy, where everything's distracting us, from our phones, notifications, things that pop up. You really have to say no and be focused and do what Susan does. Plan your day and block off those chunks of time.
Absolutely.
What is the best piece of advice you ever received, Susan?
Oh my gosh. That's a tough one. Because I feel like there's lots of advice out there. You definitely have to, well, maybe that's actually the best advice, because there is a lot of advice out there. I think probably the best advice that I've gotten is to listen to your gut. Listen to, you know, what you know is best for you. Have something that, you know, whether or not you're a spiritual person, or if you take time to meditate, really focus inside, because most of the time we do have so much coming at us, and, you know, you can get lost in what's the right answer. And there's lots of right answers out there, but you have to decide which one is for you. So I think taking some time for you to dissect all of the advice and figure out what's going to work for you.
What's your favorite prospecting tool? So say you have a qualified prospect. Do you send them to watch an online video first? Do you do a webinar? Do you Skype? Do you send them to the home meeting right away? Or do you use a flip chart? What do you like to use?
Yeah, I think my go-to is definitely videos. I think we live in such a fast-paced world right now. People are, you know, they even want like a quick video. So that's probably my biggest go-to first initial prospecting tool. But beyond that, you know, we are in the relationship industry. So I really try to create, you know, if they're close to me, a sit down type of environment, phone call, Skype, if they're not, something that's, you know, I use Zoom technology a lot too. So face to face meetings as much as I can to kind of create that relationship.
Do you have a favorite online resource, like a Dropbox or Evernote, or like a favorite app on your phone that you could recommend?
Oh gosh, probably Zoom. Zoom is a great one, or Facebook. Those are the two that I probably use the most.
What's one book you could recommend to ML Nation?
The Power of Focus. It's a book that, honestly, I feel like, I don't know if you've read it before, but it is one of my favorites. I read it in the very beginning of my journey, and I come back to it often. And it's kind of some of the things we've talked about as far as like time blocking and how we do have so many distractions out there. But the power of focus is instrumental in having success with whatever you're doing, is to really, you know, make sure that whenever you're, you know, you've got this time set aside for this part of your business, that you're focused into that.
Hey, that is so awesome. That was one of the top five books that played a huge role in my life. And it's so funny because we're, you know, at 195 episodes here, and no one mentioned that book, but in the past week and a half, you're the second person on the show that's mentioned it. The Power of Focus is one of my, and a lot of people have never heard of it.
Yes.
And I think came out in the early 2000s. I think a lot of it also has to do at what stage you read it. I mean, you said you read it early on. I think if I read it now, it wouldn't be that big. But I remember exactly where I was. I was visiting that time in Tacoma. I drove all the way to Tacoma. My wife at the time was doing her residency up in the VA in Tacoma. And it was, you know, if you're up in Seattle area, it's raining all the time. And I just sat there and just consumed that book in a couple of days. It was like, this is incredible. It totally changed my life. Very, very good stuff. I think it's by Les Hewitt and Jack Canfield.
Yes.
Yeah, and MLM Nation, I know you love audio, so if you haven't read it, you can get an amazing free audiobook at MLMNationBook.com. That is MLMNationBook.com. So, Susan, here's the last question, the million-dollar question. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Imagine you had to start all over again and you knew no one, but you had all your current knowledge, skills, and wisdom. What's the first thing you do to find prospects, or the first place you go to find prospects? So when I say no one, you don't know anyone, right? You don't even know your parents, no one. Your contact list is zero. You're like an alien that went to another planet. So what's the first thing you do, or the first place you go to find prospects and build a business from scratch?
Well, I would say you have to get out there and meet people. If you know no one, get out amongst the living. And, you know, there's so many incredible activities, even if you're in a smaller town or a big metropolis. I mean, you can get connected so easily these days with different activities and groups, and, you know, just go meet people. I think that, you know, everybody that is, you know, out there doing different things, most people are looking to create relationships and to find new opportunities. And so I would just advise everybody to, you know, get connected. If you aren't on social media, because you are an alien, I would say definitely, you know, get on social media, and more importantly, go make some connections in person.
Where would you go to make connections? What do you like to do to make those connections?
Yeah, well, I live, you know, in a really active city. So there's a lot of different, you know, like running clubs and different activities that are going on in my area that are super fun to be a part of. And, you know, other things that I do are some networking events. And, you know, there's a lot of social activities in my city. So I've gotten connected through those types of things. And even just when you're out, you know, I think that people, they love getting to know you, but you've got to put yourself out there. You know, if you're at a restaurant, maybe don't sit at a table, but sit at the bar. That's where people are a little bit more social. They want to, you know, you don't have to drink at the bar. You can still just have your dinner or your meal at the bar, but that's where people are a little bit more open to, hey, what are you doing? And they're traveling, or, you know, even the bartender sometimes is a little bit more open to talking. So it's a great way to meet people rather than keeping yourselves enclosed at a table.
Hey, that's really good advice about a bar. I have to write that one down. That is good. This has been so much fun. Really good training. Thank you so much, Susan. As we wrap up, do you have any last words of advice? And then what's the best way our listeners can connect and contact you?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I will just share with you that my best advice is don't give up. You know, I think every single time that you give up at anything, you train your body and your mind to actually quit the next time. So you've got to set your body and your mind in motion for winning. You know, don't give up no matter what the circumstances are, and set that long-term vision, because it will carry you through when life does show up. So that's my best piece of advice. And then I would love to get connected. I mean, anybody can connect with me on Facebook at, you know, my username is Susan Manuelo. So connect with me on Facebook or send me a message, and I'd love to get connected.
MLM Nation, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And today you've been hanging out with Susan Manuelo. So keep up the momentum and go to MLMNation.net and type in Susan, that's S-U-S-A-N, at the search bar, and the show notes and all the nuggets of wisdom that Susan talked about, her contact info will be right there. You definitely want to connect with her. In order to be successful in network marketing, you must help others. So Susan, thanks again for sharing your valuable time with MLM Nation. We're grateful to you, and we appreciate you for having a positive impact on millions of distributors worldwide. Thank you so much again, Susan, and God bless you.
Thank you so much, Simon.
Here's the tool that really helped my business since 2004, and that's with Networking Times. I've been reading it for over 12 years now. Now, if you like ML Nation, you like Networking Times, which is a print and online magazine that features great training from top leaders. It's like the sister version of ML Nation. Go check it out at mlmnation.net/times. mlmnation.net/times. MLM Nation, this is Simon Chan back here with a quick recap and review from a... I like this training because it really is about... It's right up my alley. It's all about mindset, right? And first of all, reach out to Susan. Go to MLMNation.net, search for Susan, S-U-S-A-N. Her last name is Manuelo. You see it. And it's first of all, it's just cool people from different backgrounds. She was a cheerleader for Denver Broncos. Back then, they won back-to-back championships. And then she came in there. And I'm sure a lot of the success habits she has, her mindset, comes from being around champions. You know, being a Super Bowl champion, to repeat 2 years in a row, that is not easy in American sports. And, you know, even though cheerleaders don't make much money, but, you know, how you do some things, how you do everything. And you talk about the owner, the way she treated from the superstar players to the cheerleaders to the assistants, everyone had to perform to high standard. And that's why they're champions, because everything counts. Everything counts. You know, success, I really believe it. I used to say 90%, like 99%, especially the visualization, right? She had a coach, and that's a clue. If you want to be successful, you got to have a coach. She mentioned that when she won Miss Colorado. A lot of people go into beauty pageants as like a hobby. She went there like, hey, I am going to win this, right? She had a coach. And so that's a sign. You want to be good, you got to have a coach. Number two is when her coach told her to visualize. Visualize yourself being on stage. Visualizing reciting. You know, let me ask you, ML Nation, are you visualizing your success? Do you visualize yourself on stage? Do you feel it? Do you visualize that, you know, only at events, or do you do it every single day? Do you do 3 times a day, 5 times a day? When I was earning only $100 a week, I remember I was jogging down Bundy Drive in near Santa Monica, going to work out, and I would visualize. I was earning $100, but I visualized myself being a diamond director, earning $5,000-$6,000 a week already. This is just back in 2004. I saw that. I'll listen to audios and I'll visualize, because it's and that'll get me fired up. You don't just get fired up because from like just going to an event. Yeah, that's cool. But you got to be fired up all the time. Visualize. See yourself. Because like Susan said, life happens. And another great quote, life will always show up. But it's what you do right now that matters. You must keep going. Life happens. You know, that's true. I mean, there are things that happen. You know, and even though you plan your day, you want it. And the planning is very important. Things happen. Now, if you don't plan your day, then you're really, really kind of screwed up, because like then you have no direction, right? I mean, if life happens, you can do something, keep going, bounce back, you stick back to your plan. That's another thing that Susan shared, was planning your day. Plan your day, the gratitude journal, right? And stay in that positive state of mind. So important. And one easy way to stay out of negative state of mind, keep it positive, just avoid the news, avoid TV. Most of the TV makes you negative. Oh, you're watching, you see commercials. It makes you negative. It makes you want to do distractions, right? Proactive state of mind. Talk about posture, physical. That's really important. You know, if you're slouching down, it's hard to be happy, right? Your physical posture, Susan, this is the first time anyone brought it up. It's so true. Have you, think about this. Have you ever seen anyone happy that slouched down? Most people are happy. They're beaming. Their head is like a puppet, like a string drawn up, right? It's like they're excited. So your physical posture makes a big difference. You got to get out of the community. She talks about being around successful-minded people. Her coach definitely helps. Being around like-minded people, they definitely help grow you. And being away from the negative people. The self-development, constantly feeding yourself. Let me go through a couple of things. The time, she believes she didn't have time, right? She believes she couldn't do it. She solved that by using third party. Right, she edified her friend, edified the company, the products. And best thing to do to believe, she just take massive action. Taking action increases your self-esteem and helps your belief that you can do it. Because you can do it once, you can do it twice. You can do it twice, you can do it 3 times. She has the routine. The routine gave her time. Okay, every successful person I know has routines. Yeah, you want to know about my routine, just go to the episode 157. I share about my morning routine, what I do for my family, all this type of stuff. Right, you got to have a routine. Susan plans it out all the time. She's coachable. Another thing is leaving on a trip. Her friend got her to sign up before the trip. And that was a really good advice, because she knows that life happens. Life will always show up. But again, what you do that keeps that matters. And you must keep going forward. Focus on now. What you do now at the second, what you do right now, right? What you do right after the show ends is going to make an impact on your future. Because your future is always determined by what you're doing the second. Your current right now situation, whether you like it or you don't like it, is a result of your past actions. You can't change that. You know, yesterday is history, but tomorrow is a mystery. If you want tomorrow to be better, focus on what you're going to do immediately once the show is over. Set your long-term vision, right? How the long-term vision is accomplished is, again, what you're doing now, being in the now. Last two things is, a really good tip is if you're at a restaurant by yourself, sitting at the bar, doesn't mean you need to drink, but just sitting at the bar, it's so true though, right? If you're actually going on a business trips or hotels or something like that, people in the bar, like travelers, they're open to talking. Great, great way to meet people. If you're sitting at a restaurant by yourself, at the table, most likely you're not going to meet anyone. Great tip there. And last thing about quitting, right? Susan thought about quitting. I love that she shared that, but she realized it was not about her. You know, one of the things that keeps me going is my kids, my boys, right? When I was building my business, the thing that prevented me from quitting was I thought about all the leaders, all the people that I've inspired. If I quit, what would they think of me? I didn't want to disappoint them. It really was. I did not want to disappoint them. There was people who had high hopes for me. Even while I was earning 100, 200, I'm winning a couple awards, earning 500 a week. I was winning, you know, a couple of Fast Rising Star awards. People looked up to me. I did not want to disappoint them. It wasn't even about Simon Chen anymore. I would feel selfish and guilty if I let people down. Today, you know why I keep building MLM Nation? It's not about me. It's about helping others. And then you're like, you know, with millions of downloads, you are listening to me. I got to inspire. I don't want you let any of you down. I don't want to let my boys down. I want my boys to, no matter how tough it is, and we're going through a stretch now in my life, is that we have three boys under the age of 5, okay? Or one's just turned 5. And three boys under the 5 and under is no joke, okay? And we have no help, no nanny, no family, nothing. It's just my wife and I, and we're moving and all that stuff. We're partially moved, all the stuff going on. But hey, just these days I want to take it easy. But I think I want my boys to know that, hey, their daddy, even when they're roughest and toughest time, all the stuff going on, kept on going. Never miss an episode. Kept on going like clockwork. That's example. For me, it's not even about, you know, we talk about the whys, the kids. It's not about taking them to nice trips. It's about the example I'm setting. The person I want them to be. I want them to model excellence. So I have to be excellent. So think about it. There's people who look up to you. Your kid, people are watching you. What type of example are you going to set for them? Last tip that Susan shared was quitting. Train your mind. Every time you quit, you're training your mind. That's okay. That's why I talk about this routine. I hang on a bar in the morning. It hurts my hands, but I don't quit. Even though it's for 2 minutes, I don't quit. Because I know if I let go, then the rest of the day, I may be tempted to let go and make it easy as well. In college, I talk about college. College, I didn't learn much in college. I met some great friends. But in terms of education, I don't remember. I mean, my parents aren't too happy about this, but I don't remember anything I learned. But the biggest thing I got out of college, aside from me and my friends, was not quitting. You know, there were classes that got C's. There was one class that got a C-. I can't believe I'm bragging about this on the show here. Who would have thought? But you know what? I'm proud. I got the C-. I did not quit. I did not, postpone it. I did not drop out. I made it. And there were, no, I mean, okay, not every class is a C-. I did get a couple classes, A-, Bs, okay, B+, B-. But the classes that are tough, and I never studied because I couldn't even wake up for 2 p.m. class, I hung in there. I made it. Okay, that builds toughness. And you realize mental toughness, whether like a champion like Susan, is all built on daily. So every day, do something uncomfortable. Get out of your comfort zone and never, never, never quit. All right, MLM Nation, this is Simon Chan. Thank you for listening. If you like this, please subscribe, rate, and review. Keep the reviews coming. Keep the testimonies coming. Glad, you know, that really fires me up. Like the testimony earlier today from Keith Herbst, how impacted his team in 90 days, how his team just grew in size because of sharing MLM Nation. That really fires me up. Thank you for sending those in. Please subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes and share this with the MLM community. MLM Nation, thank you for listening. And remember, we're in the profession to help others. So go out there and have a positive impact on someone's life today. God bless you all. We'll be right back.
Thank you so much for joining us today on MLM Nation. Head over to MLMNation.net for full recaps of every show, our training articles, and helpful resources. Your MLM success is waiting for you. So prepare to take off.